is in that sector to apply and to have some incentives as entities under your 24-hour economy.
Mr. Chairman, in consultation with my boss, if it deems fit, yes, we might set up a desk.
Wait. In consultation with your boss,
yes, please.
You are going to do what? I want to understand, because we are recording you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
It's not enough to be on the rally grounds talking 24-hour economy, 24-hour, to get a you to vote for you. We are recording, so tell us, 24-hour economy, what in consultation with your minister, tell us what you are going to do.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
in consultation with my boss, if he so pleases the ministry, we will set up a desk.
If it becomes necessary. If it doesn't please the ministry,
if it becomes necessary,
we should forget about. If it doesn't become necessary, we should forget about the 24-hour economy upon which you mounted your campaign and won the 2024 elections. Correct?
Correct. If it becomes necessary, sir.
For sex and protect yourself from HIV. HIV has no cure, no condom, no sex. This message is brought to you by the Ghana AIDS Commission.
Rediscover the taste of Ghana with Efriwara Akono Sweet Ginger. These ginger candies, passionately crafted, are a true treasure of our land. Savor the strength and spice of ginger, known for its invigorating taste. Each candy is an explosion of flavors, reminding you of the richness of our Ghanaian history. With Akono Sweet Ginger, it's the pride of a quality product, locally made, that you're enjoying. Efriwara, the legacy of taste. Taste the authenticity of Ghana. Taste a corner sweet ginger. This advert is FDA approved.
A corner ginger. Feel the heat. Spicy taste that can be me.
Want more money? More moolah? More kudi? More sika? Or more lajan?
Yes!
Then win more moolah with 30 Ghana Cedis free credits when you play Game Park's Pick 1 and Pick 4 games for the first time.
How?
Just dial *946# hash, get your first bet and win on us with a 30 Ghana Cedi welcome bonus.
Oh yes, it's all about the moolah.
Win more moolah with Game Park today. Go to gameparkgames.com for more information. Game Park is licensed by the NLA. Play responsibly, not suitable for persons under 18 years.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Me down on my back with holy insecticide.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krom Krom. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Upgrades are nice, but stepping up is woohoo! Because when you upgrade with GoTV, we'll step you up to the next package. Upgrade today to get more than more with Step Up, where if you're on GoTV Plus and upgrade to GoTV Max, you'll get even more with GoTV Super. Get big value, get big entertainment, get stepped up to even more with GoTV. Upgrade today on the MyGoTV app or visit GoTVAfrica.com. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends 31 March 2025.
When grateful hearts unite in an atmosphere saturated with His glory, there can be only one outcome: God's power unleashed. It's Celestial Praise 11, the ultimate worship experience. Theme: I Do a New Thing. Ministering live from South Africa, Zaza. From Nigeria, GUC.
I'll put you in front.
From Ghana, Pastor Edwin Datsun, Kwekute. Host, yours truly, Celestine Donkor. It's Sea Praise 11. Date, Sunday the 9th of March, 2025. Time, 3:55 p.m. Venue, Dominion Sanctuary, Victory Bible Church, Awush. Tickets, single, 60 cities. Double, 110 cities. VIP, 150 cities. Family of 5, 200 cities. Dial *447*1762# to grab your tickets instantly. Sponsors, V-Spring, Go Music, Tang Palace Hotel. It's Sea Praise 11. God is doing a new thing.
Active Insurance, Mamu Afishia Po. Buy or renew your motor insurance at the Active Afishia Pa promo and walk away with instant gifts such as free fuel coupons, car dusters, and branded souvenirs. Dial *713*313# or visit any of our branches, agents, and brokers nationwide to buy or renew your motor insurance policy. Get activated and receive your instant gift. Promo ends on 30th April 2025. Terms and conditions apply. Active Insurance. Our clients, our passion.
Transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan MP, express cash, all at your fingertips with the EcoBank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with EcoBank. King promise.
Upgrades are nice, but stepping up is woohoo! Because when you upgrade with GoTV, we'll step you up to the next package. Upgrade today to get more than more with Step Up, where if you're on GoTV Plus and upgrade to GoTV Max, you'll get even more with GoTV Super. Get big value, get big entertainment, get stepped up to even more with GoTV. Upgrade today on the MyGoTV app or visit GoTVAfrica.com. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends 31 March 2025. Ghana must grow.
KB, aka Kube Boga, now drives a Bugatti. He can even travel by road from Accra to London. Wow! KB's source of wealth is agriculture.
Yes,
coconut business. After losing his bank job, he started supplying coconuts at events. Now, he owns large coconut plantations and employs many young people.
Chef!
Oh, yeah, Nina!
Boss! Charlie, we all need to trust the process, because hope day.
There has never been a better time to enter into agribusiness. Take a bold step today with the Ghana Grows program, because every step pays. Ejuma Wokro, Ghana Grows, hope day. An initiative of the MasterCard Foundation in partnership with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse.
As a busy professional, I struggled with back and neck strain from long hours at my desk. To improve my focus, productivity, and well-being, I sought expert advice from the CEO of Expert Office Furnish.
After being in the furniture business for 25 years, I can tell you two things that causes back pain in the workspace: bad sitting posture and not sitting on a good chair. I recommend to you the Genevia Beepa chair, the chair that helps you to sit right. When you don't sit right, it beeps for you to be able to sit right. The next will be the Enjoy Chair. It takes every body shape and size. Buy a chair that will support your back and give you that comfort to be able to deliver on your job.
Expert Office Furnish offers molding furniture for comfort, productivity, and style. From seating to customized solutions, plus interior decoration services, they've got it all. Find them off the Atomic Hills Estate Road in Ashonman or call 0571-386602 on Facebook and Instagram at Expert Office Furnish.
One hair that is fresh and itch-free scalp? Discover BO16 Hair Mist. It's your go-to for a fragrance-protected scalp. Packed with hemp oil, it reduces frizz, boosts shine, and promotes hair growth. Ideal for braids, locks, and natural hair. Because every style deserves to shine. BO16 Hair Mist. Express yourself with confidence. Get yours now. The GC brand. It's all about you. This advert is FDA approved.
Joy, you're still listening to Joy 99.7 FM. We have to take you back to Parliament, where the Deputy Minister Designate for Agriculture, John Dumelo, is being vetted by the Appointment Committee of Parliament. Let's take you there now.
That had a lot of nurses posted to rural communities. All of these Ghanaians have been sent home in the name of this review, sacked, and people are suffering at the countryside, in the hinterland. You have passion for humanity, love for humanity. Do you think that these Ghanaians must go through this? Especially those who are not getting healthcare support because the nurses have been fired, and even the schools that teachers have been fired, and these students in rural communities do not have access to quality teaching.
Mr. Chairman, like I stated earlier on, the appointments will be reviewed and those who will be reemployed will be reemployed.
The nation should expect that whatever review would be fair and not based on partisan consideration.
I believe so, Mr. Chairman.
Now, on your GRA tax certificate, you furnished us with your tax certificate. Earlier in the vetting, you told me that you have your taxes paid up to date for both companies. But in your tax certificate, the personal income tax, PIT, we only have your assessment for 2023. And the Commissioner General tells us that 2024 is nil. Why haven't you filed your 2024 taxes?
Mr. Chairman, I think with that, I would have to confer with my tax expert to find out why that is so.
Because I find it very curious, because without filing for 2024, you couldn't have registered. I don't want to trigger any by-election. Anyway, so can you take the leave of chair to get into this and revert to us at least before we do your report?
Granted, nominee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, at least for the record, let the prayer be made by him.
Honorable nominee, please go ahead.
Please reach prayer.
He said the prayer.
Please, I'd like to request that I provide the necessary documents.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, for the records, the necessary document in respect of your 2024 tax obligation to the state. So make that prayer.
Mr. Chairman, I pledge to provide all the necessary documents with reference to the 2024 tax obligations.
Now, I also note that on your tax clearance, your declaration for 23 is only in respect of KSD Ventures. So the application you made was in reference to KSD Ventures. So do I take it that it's a composite application for all the entities you own?
I believe so, Mr. Chairman.
Very well. Now, this sector, agric, food and agriculture, how do you hope to inspire the youth to get into agriculture? Vis-a-vis incentives to be available. Those who are distracting the nominee, you are close to him, the convo, because I see him paying attention, we don't want him to say, repeat. Please silence on that wing so that the nominee can focus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ever since I got into the agri space, or ever since social media became rampant, every time I do a post about agri and making agri look exciting, I've had a lot of engagements. I have had a lot of people wanting to get into the agri space. But what I tell them is that not everybody can be a farmer. And so you have the whole value chain. You have those who farm, you have those who provide transport, you have those who provide agri inputs, you have those who add value to it. And I feel and I believe that ever since I made it very public that I'm into farming, a lot more young people have gotten into agriculture, which is a good thing. Because if you look at the average age of farmers in Ghana, we are talking of
it would mean that 50, capital is a years, critical which is challenge when it comes to agriculture. The young men and women that you want to inspire to get into agriculture, get into farming, especially the graduates, people who are done with uni and moving to office with CVs, that you would want to encourage to get into agriculture, one of their worries will be capital, money, funding. How do you hope to address this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, in all my engagements across the country when I'm speaking to the youth, I tell them to always start small, and they shouldn't look at the bigger picture. They should look at the bigger picture, but they should always start small. And so if your dream is to have 1,000 cattle, you can start with one or two. If your dream is to have 2,000 goats, just start with one or two. If your dream is to make or add value to whatever it is you're producing, just start with something small and grow with the business. And so, yes, I do tell them that you should start small, because most of the time, when you start big and you don't have the experience, you're likely to crash. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So from the NDC's manifesto, particularly your policy on food and agriculture, should the Ghanaian youth be assured that you are going to provide capital as an incentive to support them into agriculture?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not just capital, but we are focusing more on giving you items to start with, like the Nkoko Nkitinkiti project. And so with the Nkoko Nkitinkiti project, we are giving you day-old chicks, we are giving you some farm input, we are giving you cages for you to grow the business. For other engagements like starting your own home farming, we're just going to give you some small capacity building to be able to start. And so it's not just about capital. It's about also capacity building. Thank you.
So when do we expect this? When should we really expect this?
Mr. Chairman, in consultation with my boss, we'll let the House know, or the whole of Ghana know, when it can commence.
You know, Mr. President, mandate is up to 2028.
Correct.
The 4 years started counting from the 7th of January. So there is no time. Those hardliners will be advising that chase your political opponent. You have to tell them that it's about jobs for the people, not persecution of opponent. Because persecution of opponent seems to have started, but the jobs for the people, not yet. So when? The country would want to know. They've heard you on talking about what your opponents have done wrong. They've heard you, but what about your own mandate? When are you going to start? At least give an indication. Your boss is here. Leave can be granted for you to consult him.
Mr. Chairman, in consultation with my boss, we'll let the House know when we can start.
Very well. We'll take you. We'll take you for your word. Now, this woman banking, have you heard about it?
Yes, please, Mr. Chairman.
What is it about? What is it about?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I've seen one of my mates right behind you. He's giving a signal that we should end soon. But I'm telling him that you're doing well thus far. So it's a basis for the continuation. But we'll be done soon. Don't worry. Thank you. Know the chiefs have sat for some time.
Thank you, Mr.
But
Chairman.
But we'll be done soon.
Thank you.
These are relevant matters for the industry, especially as you are a young man.
Yes, please.
Your campus people would want to know the promises you bring on board in the area you've been nominated for.
Yes, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the area of agriculture, or in the area of business, what we realize is that women are always a formidable force. They are almost always the ones who can do business and do it well. But unfortunately, access to credit or funding is always a problem for them. And that's why the NDC agreed or has agreed to establish the women banking to be able to lend money to women at a relatively lower rate so that they can expand their businesses, they can create more businesses and create more jobs for the economy. Thank you.
So a bank is going to be established, correct?
Rightly so, Mr. Chairman.
With the state as the sole shareholder?
I'm not aware of the modalities, but what I do know is that a facility or a bank will be established to lend money to women.
With branches across the nation?
Rightly so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we have the NEIP, we have Maslock, we have the Ghana Enterprise Agency. Particularly Ghana Enterprise Agency is providing support to our women. In fact, they created a digitalized platform so effective that you don't even need to know somebody to access that facility. You think that all these are not enough?
No, Mr. Chairman. With the kind of economy that we have, all these are not enough. We still need more.
So the resetting of Ghana, what does it entail at all? The resetting of Ghana. This whole reset, what is it all about? Share with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, in the last 8 years, our economy hasn't been that good. And hasn't been that good. Hence, the need to reset Ghana. Hence the need to reset Ghana in all aspects of the economy.
When you say our economy hasn't been that good, I want to appreciate the context. Are you relating it to the COVID that struck the world, the external shocks vis-a-vis the Russian-Ukraine war and other external factors, or what? What exactly do you mean by the last 8 years the economy hasn't been that good? I want you to place it in proper context. I want to understand you. Are you referring to the COVID that struck the world, where for a whole year the whole world was in a form of a lockdown, where there was no production, where government had to pay public sector workers even when no revenue has been generated, where GRE could not go out to take taxes, yet every public sector employee was supposed to be paid. Please explain to me what exactly you mean by the last 8 years, the economy hasn't been that good.
Mr. Chairman, if you listen to some of the comments made by the past administration, they confirmed and confessed that the economy was bad. And so I'm just reiterating what they said to say that the economy wasn't that good, hence the need for the NDC to reset Ghana in the right direction.
So in the general sense of external shocks is what you mean?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Then in what sense? I mean, I just need you to...
The external shocks affected everybody.
Right.
But Ghana wasn't able to drive out of it the way we expected them to.
No, explain. I just want to understand.
What I mean is that you mentioned COVID. You
right.
mentioned Russia, Ukraine. But Russia, Ukraine, and COVID affected almost every country in the world. Some were able to navigate out of it. Some couldn't.
Some of the countries that did a successful navigation...
Relatively. Ghana did poor.
No, watch out. No, it's okay. I'm happy with the conversation. I mean, this is a public discussion and for the records. Share with us those countries that, in your view, and you can limit yourself to the sub-region, those countries in the sub-region that, in your view, they navigated better out of the COVID and met expectation, and unfortunately Ghana could not. Please,
Mr. Chairman, I'm only repeating what some of your party members said during their campaign time. That
this is the honorable nominee.
Yes, sir.
Let's not go into campaign. Now you're a public officer.
Yes.
Okay? Where you rely on data and facts. If you don't want to base your argument on some facts, statistics, and data, then let's retreat and then make progress. But if we are going to say things that people say on campaign platform, even my own party members, as you're saying, then we cannot make progress as a nation.
Mr. Chairman, let's retreat and make progress, please.
Chairman, that will be all for him.
Thank you very much, Leader. I will try and end proceedings very soon. But I want to take you back, and I hope members will permit me. I want to take you back to the economy. Since leader raised on the economy issue. I want to know how you are going to help your minister in trying to resolve the food inflation situation that we have in this country and we've had for the last 8 years.
Thank you.
If you look at the inflation numbers, and this is a fact, if you look at the components of inflation that is described as food inflation, it's been the chunk of the inflation numbers that we've had for the last 8 years. When we got to the dizzy height of inflation, and that is in 2022, when inflation was hovering around 54%, the biggest component of that inflation was food inflation. Today, as inflation is coming down, and it's not down enough, again, the biggest chunk of that inflation is food inflation. What that clearly tells you, and you know, economists or whoever, statisticians or whoever you engage will tell you, is that we are not providing sufficient food for ourselves. Here, I'm segregating the inflation, the food inflation, to domestic food and food that comes from outside. And they are both affected by inflation. But the chunk of that inflation, that is food inflation, is also a domestic food inflation, which clearly tells you that as a country, we have food insecurity. We are not, that is for the last 8 years, the government has just come in. So they will have nothing to do with food insecurity at this stage. So for the last 8 years, and this is, you may abreast yourself as the budget is coming very soon. With the budget for the last 8 years, which we have here in Parliament, and you will notice that food inflation has persistently been high for the last 8 years. I will add this so I don't make it two separate questions. Now, you move away from inflation, which is to do with the economy, into growth, which is also to do with the economy. You will also realize that the growth of Ghana's economy, if you break it down, the food inflation has been declining for the last 8 years. Even now, that growth is going up. When you look at the curve, the food component of the growth.
Chairman, you have had 2 hours to make progress. I'm using 10 minutes to make my progress. Yeah.
So, I just want to find out from you, since we have this serious challenge with inflation in terms of food inflation and with growth in terms of food insecurity, can you assure us that you will support your minister, who I know is very passionate with food inflation, to help us reduce the inflation component that is to do with food, and I mean domestic food, food grown in Ghana, not imported food. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would support my minister to do that. Thank you.
Joy 99.7 FM. Joy 99.
Sorry, I was trying to engage my leader here in a minor negotiation. And Namini, you have given me the assurance. You have, please, my leader interrupted me. So can you give your answer again, if you don't mind?
Yes, please. I've given the assurance together with my boss, the substantive minister.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether to call this an ambush or not, but no. I will reluctantly yield. Is Dr. Isaac Yao Opoku here? And Honorable Henry Osei Akutu is also here. Honorable Frimpong is also here. I just want to make sure.
Honorable Frimpong is not there.
Please. We've been here for quite a while. I just want to make sure we wrap this up. I have granted, you know, what the leader has said. I just wanted to make sure the members that we are talking about are actually here in the room. Okay. I will start with Dr. Isaac Yao Opoku. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
How many questions am I entitled to? Three?
Yes, three.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Nominee, congratulations.
Thank you.
My first question, I hope you are familiar with COCO. My first question, there are disturbing reports that some farmers are giving their COCO farms out to illegal miners.